iHeart Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio, yay, too. So, wait,
there we go.
So if you want to call us, the number is 602-753-1930. Got that? Okay. So we are talking about a bunch of stuff today. Trumpisms, getting Trump in trouble with the U.S. Secret Service. Should we start with that one?
Yes, let's start there.
Okay. So Trump made a comment about if Hillary gets to pick the judges, that Second Amendment will go away. There's nothing they can do about it. Well, maybe those Second Amendment peeps could do something about it.
Right.
Right. Is that what he really said? So later on in the show, we are going to have a Trump girl call in, and I am really excited about this because she is going to explain what happened at the rally, what actually he said, what the crowd was discussing at that moment, and what the crowd, who was there, thought.
Wait, not with context? She's going to give us context
actual,
for the soundbite.
Right, actually.
I don't think that's the way this works.
No. The media doesn't want context. They want the soundbite.
Right.
The soundbite is horrific.
Right.
The soundbite is so horrific that the U.S. Secret Service is talking to Donald Trump because, and I quote, this is what's the fun part, right? So if you guys don't know, U.S. Code 879, and these are the same kind of codes that Hillary skated, like, the whole felony business where she was the one who let all the secrets out. And it was just revealed, of course, that Huma had access to her private email and was answering emails for her. So therefore, she could read all of the secret emails.
Right. And which means that she officially shared classified information with someone that did not have the same classification, which is exactly what David Petraeus got in so much trouble for.
Exactly. Right. So he lost.
But that's all he did.
No,
not all the other stuff that Hillary did.
That was with his author. Oh, we did.
No, that was with his girlfriend.
She was his biographer.
Oh, and his girlfriend.
She was his biographer first and then his girlfriend. She shared it with her while she was his biographer. Then they were sleeping together. Things got a little heated. Look at the face. She does not believe me.
I don't believe it. David Petraeus. But still, I mean, so is Hillary's relationship with Huma Abedin. It's a working relationship, but that doesn't give her clearance, and it didn't give his biographer clearance, which is why he got in so much trouble.
And he got in trouble for sharing old calendars,
right?
Old stuff, calendars.
It wasn't really still.
So.
Still classified.
John, you said, don't forget how HRC mentioned assassination in reference to Obama in 08.
When?
Lynx, you guys are awesome. We love you, by the way.
Checking.
Open your brassiere.
What?
Somebody needs a safety pin.
Okay. There's nothing there to show. You're seeing chest bone. You're seeing breastbone. There's nothing there to
There's
show.
There's nothing there?
No, look. It's just bone.
Okay.
It's just ribs.
So
calm down.
So speaking of assassination,
yes,
we have to talk about, and I'm going to have to go back and edit everything because I didn't even put this in the description, but of course this conversation is being suppressed. So please share. Because on a Dutch talk show in English, Julian Assange was asked specifically if Seth Rich was his informant or was an informant of WikiLeaks.
Who's Seth Rich?
He is the DNC staffer who was murdered in the street in Washington, D.C., was not robbed.
What?
It was not a robbery. It was an assassination. And it was a loyalty assassination. So Julian, as you watch him, and he does a little like a micro expression that he's trying to hold back and saying, we don't say who our leaks come from. I do not know at this point if Seth was a corroborating verifier, like the hackers got in, got everything, and WikiLeaks went to him and said, is this real? Like, here's 5 emails. Can you verify that these are actually emails or something like that? So he could have just been a verifier. He might not have been the person who did everything. There does seem to be some rumors floating around that Huma Abedin is the leak, so we don't know if that is what, Teresa said that Hillary said in 2008 why she couldn't drop out before June was because Bobby Kennedy was killed in June.
There we go. I'm sorry. I don't think Bernie should drop out either. Now, he did nominate her.
So it wasn't really an assassination threat. It was more a suggestion that it's possible for Obama to be assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Considering that Trump has revealed that we live in an extraordinarily racist country, you know, I want to give props to the Secret Service for 8 years of keeping our first Black president alive, doing an exceptional job. Don't you think they deserve props?
No, although I'm rolling my eyes to that whole, Trump has revealed that we clearly live in a very racist country. I think that's a load of bullshit.
You don't think we live in a racist country?
I believe there's always going to be racism and that should it be addressed, absolutely. But that Trump has revealed that we live in an extremely racist country, please.
Yeah?
Please. I do not believe that at all.
I do not believe that at all. I think...
You just said it.
Well, no. Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me reframe what I said. What I meant, John, you're so cute that we're so young. She's so young. I'm old enough to be her mother. By a lot. I am. So, okay. What I meant by the racism, and I will frame this from my own personal perspective. So here I am. I'm doing Girlfriend's Getaway Weekend for my talk show Wake Up. Right? If you want to attend, we have an entire advocacy section. Oh my God, it's going to be so good. It's like how to change the world, how to create communities, grassroots, that whole thing. We have a whole granola section, which everybody will love. The other part is entrepreneurship. The theme is healthy, wealthy, and wise. GGW.wakeuptv.com. However, so I'm putting all the speakers in and I'm going out and I'm going to my friends. And as I'm putting all the speakers in, I'm like, like 80% of the speakers were all white and blonde. And it never occurred to me because I was raised in Marin.
73% of the country is white.
But I was raised colorblind.
Right. Exactly.
So I don't ever notice.
You just do.
No, I notice personalities. Right. I notice skill sets. I notice, you know.
Isn't that what we're supposed to notice?
I know. But apparently that is subconscious racism.
Martin Luther's dream? That we would be judged by the content of our character and not by the color of our skin, that the color thing would go away, not be extra talked about constantly.
Right, and it would be, but I'm just saying I noticed in my own self that, and I think of it as a good thing because I'm not, you know, I don't notice.
You're not noticing those things.
I don't notice anything. So that's the thing. But anyway, the U.S. Secret Service took issue with what Trump said, and here's why.
Which they have to investigate.
It's not that. Because he made a joke taken out of context. Where is Dabney? Okay. Oops. Let me see if I can text her this way.
Our guest.
Our guest. Yes. Our Trump girl. So
Snowden was killed, bro?
No, he wasn't killed.
What? Still silence from Snowden?
No, Snowden just put out these tweets and he said, if you knew me back when, and I worked with you, it's time, get in touch. So Snowden was not killed. I do not believe Snowden was killed at all. I believe that...
Snowden alive and well, lawyer quashes dead man switch.
He's not dead man. He's not dead. If he was dead...
Snowden pronounced dead by his girlfriend in Russia.
What?
It's Snopes and it's fake.
It's fake, yeah. That did not happen. Okay, so, there we go. So what I was saying is the reason that Hillary is, why the Secret Service is talking to him about it is not because she's a presidential candidate, it's because she's the wife of a former president.
Right.
So what it says is threats against former presidents and certain other persons, whoever knowingly and willfully threatens to kill, kidnap, or inflict bodily harm upon... one, a former president or a member of the immediate family of a former president. Two, a member of the immediate family of the president-elect, the vice president or the vice president-elect. Three, a major candidate, a major candidate for the office of president or vice president or a member of the immediate family of such candidate or a person protected by the Secret Service under Section 3056A6 shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. So, yes. So That's that. So that's why.
But he didn't threaten to kill.
He didn't. But he's inciting. So it's a fine line. They will take it out of context. Well, I'm trying to get her on the air. Yes, now. Call in now. So we're trying to get her on the air so that you all can hear what actually happened, because it's kind of important. So let's see. Law, Cornell, U.S. Code, text. Thank you. Let's talk about Johnson while we're waiting.
Yes.
Okay. So last week, last Friday, I was supposed to be at my high school reunion, and instead I stayed in town because Gary Johnson and Bill Weld were kicking off their college tour here at UNR. And I went and I live streamed, and 228,000 of you watched. So I want to thank you, because what you heard was a lot different than what I think the media is telling you, right? So are these guys like fringe?
Not really.
Not really. There are some elements.
They're not as fringe as most of my libertarian friends and brothers out there would have them be.
Yes. So two things to think about right up front. These are both super successful, popular governors. So they have run states. They have cut the budget significantly and won re-election by a landslide. Bill Weld was actually reelected over 70%. I think it was 71-73% popular vote after making huge cuts in his state.
So what's his state?
I want to say Massachusetts, but don't quote me on that. Remember? I don't have to remember those things. That's
no,
your job.
That's my job.
That's your job. Anyway, and Johnson was governor of
Mexico.
New Mexico. And he was all about cutting extraneous services, cutting things that were not benefiting all of the taxpayers.
Massachusetts.
So Adam Cross, Johnson is in favor of the TPP. I actually interviewed them about this. I interviewed Bill specifically. I said, look, have you actually read it? Because the more I talk to these guys, the more I realize that if they were to read the full text and the connotations of what that text meant in terms of being making the United States subservient to a trade agreement versus our Constitution being the overriding law of the land, they would not support it. So do they support free trade? Yes. Do they support a free trade agreement that leaves out China? Yes, absolutely. They want to do a trade pact with all of those countries. Yes, they support all of that kind of stuff. However, these are the same people that are talking about, you know what? We need some low-income housing. We need to build some stuff. So how about we take, you know, in all the big cities, we go find 20 acres, and that 20 acres we let inventors and people who are futurists come up with the housing of the future. We do not submit them to the building codes of today, but they have to build it well. They have to build it safely, right? But we eliminate all of the red tape and we say, go build the housing. What if we did that? What could we do for our homeless populations? So they have ideas like that. So the fact that in the TPP, you know, and they're talking about eliminating restrictions and all that kind of stuff and letting capitalism and free markets thrive. And my issue is, well, then you end up with the Flint water crisis. How do you handle that? And those kinds of
water crisis was created by government.
Well, not exactly. Explain yourself, child.
Okay.
It's still happening.
I know. It's still happening and nobody's covering it anymore.
Right.
But, you know, same with the VA and stuff like that.
They are all for fully funding the VA.
The VA is fully funded.
No. Improving the wait times, giving them
the
cards
VA
so they can get.
The VA is fully funded. That's not the problem.
Improving the quality of services to our veterans with a card so they can go to any doctor that they need to so they do not have the horrible wait times. Ding, 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 ding. They are all for that. What they are for in military pullbacks is taking the boots off the ground. And
yeah,
this was what was so fascinating is I spoke to a woman who was in the Army for 6 years. And when you have a boot on the ground, you have 4 support people. So that's 5 people. They instead would rather focus on Air Force and Navy and not
troops on the ground.
Right.
That would save a significant amount of money while still keeping our pointy end of the stick sharp and not taking any shit from anybody. And I'm like, I don't see a problem with that.
To be fair, our boots on the ground haven't really sharpened our stick any lately. They've just made us look half-assed.
I think we shouldn't do boots on the ground first.
So,
okay. Let's see. How about, what was I going to talk about next?
They only did a congressional hearing to place blame on people. Those same people, the same day, allocated $0 from the budget to help Flint.
So they did a congressional investigation about the Flint water crisis,
right.
And then they decided that there would be no dollars to fix it. So,
government.
I did the medical update before, but I'm still pissed off about the Zika virus. They want $1.1 billion. My thing is, do not give it to Monsanto. Do not give it to the big pharma. Do not give it to the people that caused the problem in the first place.
They caused the Zika problem?
Yes! Oh. Because the Zika virus has been around forever.
Hmm.
But when they try to kill the mosquitoes, they turn the whole thing into a mutant-resistant Zika.
Well, yeah.
Right. So rather than just dealing with things organically, which, hello, I'm sorry, but the Green Party has a point. If you can get rid of a pest with cinnamon, why are you using dangerous toxic chemicals?
Because the people that make those dangerous toxic chemicals pay you a lot of money when you're in government, so that people keep using those dangerous toxic chemicals.
But they're not good for me. They're not good for you. They're not good for our children.
No, they're just good for
they're
the people
terrible.
That make money off of them.
Right. So it's not good.
Look up milk, for God's sake. I'm just saying, I'm sorry, but we were told for 20 years the government spent a lot of money on those amazing commercials, and it's because they were bought by the milk lobby, and then we're like, oh, turns out milk's not that great for us, and we're like, oh, no, it is really good.
Okay, but guess who we have on the line right now? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Daphne Fort is on the line, and she is our Trump girl, unapologetically, which I'm excited about. So, yes, before we chair.
I have the hat. You know, I'm careful where I wear it, but I do have the hat. Some days I feel like putting it on, some days I don't. But thanks for having me on to represent the Trump girls. I'm college educated. I'm a white girl, and I still love Trump. And apparently I have to be uneducated. Because smart white girls are not voting for Trump, which I think is another fallacy spun around. But I'd like to talk about the mutant Zika mosquitoes. Who said that? Was that you, Adrian?
I said that, yes. Yes, but also
okay.
Florida is releasing GMO mosquitoes to take care of the Zika mosquitoes.
I know.
And Reagan said, no proof that Zika even causes microencephalopathy. That is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to do with vaccines, water treatment, mosquito things, and all this other stuff. And they're not telling the whole story. They're saying, let's blame the Zika virus and the mosquitoes, of which, have you heard of malaria? Kind of hard to deal with, right? Killing all the mosquitoes.
No, it's very concerning. And you know, I just read today, and I apologize. I was not prepared to come on the show like I typically would be. And thanks for having me, though. Adrian and I were on the phone earlier. I can tell you guys are prepared. So I'm going to speak with what I know. And I do try to – I research, and Adrian and I were talking for like an hour. But I'm amazed that the Democrats, again, Congress, they have kicked it out again, funding. I think it's been twice now, that we can't come up with funding to help where we know major birth defects are happening. It's so sad. I'm so glad I am completely finished having children. I would be so frightened right now to be a woman of childbearing position. Don't you agree? That's a very scary thing.
I am definitely afraid of that. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about, because this is the issue of the day. The U.S. Secret Service is going after Trump, having a chat with him, because
he made two chats,
that the Second Amendment people might be the only ones to take care of the issue, okay, of Hillary. Now, talk to me about what actually happened that day. And if you want to start with the screaming baby and how the media tortures Trump, that's great.
The mom of the
Oh, yeah, okay, so who's speaking right now to me? I'm so sorry, girls. Who is speaking right now? You sound so much alike.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is Adrienne, and Shelby is partner in crime.
I'll speak with a deeper voice.
Hi. Okay. I think you sound alike. So, okay, Adrienne. So, okay, first of all, I want everyone to know that I am not an unconditional supporter of anyone. I'm a supporter of integrity. I'm a supporter of kindness. So clearly I also, even as a supporter of Trump, do not like when he name calls. I do not like when he says things. Sometimes I'm watching and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like I too am not okay with that. I am, however, less okay with things that Hillary has done, you know, and that's sad, isn't it? But I don't think you can be fully okay with one candidate. You just have to really be intellectually minded, and you have to process and research. And, you know, we can't count on the media any longer to fully investigate before reporting. And that starts with the first example, the baby. It was trending. It was all over Twitter. Trump threw out a baby. And I myself was like, what? Did he really? And I'm watching the clips, and it looked like he threw out a baby.
Right.
You know, it looked like he threw out a baby.
Get out of here and don't come back. That was the clip they did.
Exactly. So somebody on Twitter was just upset with me now, and I kind of just said, if you're going to come at me with political debate and political debate mode, please research and know your facts before you do so. Let's have intelligent conversations. And that starts with, sadly, people like us, educated,
yeah,
informed women who are politically curious enough to spend time vetting and research. I myself, and I know both of you, we don't share things unless we've at least read three other articles, looked at it clearly, and you know, many people do not do that. And most Americans are tired, they're busy, their kids, their work, their bills, they are not connected to social media like us. So if they're not on Twitter, they really just don't even know what's going on. I truly believe that. People call people names on Twitter all day long. Oh, stupid Democrats. Oh, stupid Republicans. And I'm, as a now Republican, I will say, I don't think people are stupid. I don't think that's kind. I think they're misinformed. I think they only hear what the mainstream media is saying. We know that there was collusion with the DNC and media. It's been proven. These are documents. You can't refute them. So the screaming baby. It then comes out that the mom, now the reporters have never, nobody's interviewed the mom before they had put this all over big media outlets, right? We've all seen it. And it's just horrible. Now, at the same time, that happens. Nobody's asking the mom. The mom is like, what? You know, I've seen her interviews. I've watched them twice. It didn't happen. Trump, you know, he's joking around with her, and he loves babies, they're beautiful. All the things he said afterwards, she never felt like she had to leave. She never felt Trump was being mean. She continues to be a supporter. So what happens at these rallies is, in any conversation, if somebody videotaped our conversation today, Adrienne, on our telephone call earlier today, they could have misrepresented almost every statement we said had they taken just a snippet, right? It's
right.
That's what happens. When we were little, they called it the telephone game. You know, you start in kindergarten at one end of the classroom, and it gets mulled around. So that's occurring, and it saddens me and frustrates me, like I think it does many, not just for my candidate. I know it likely does happen with Hillary a lot. Unfortunately, I'm able to vet a lot of what they're saying about Hillary. I question. It's hard to find answers. For example, with this new medical handler and the auto-inject pen, so her campaign won't answer us. So sometimes we get stonewalled with asking.
Her campaign does not want anyone to know or understand that she has a medical issue, and I will share the video that someone that explained it in the comments in one of my previous ones, where she had a head injury and a blood clot, and these are ramifications. Now, my grandfather had a stroke, and his personality after that. So there are a lot of things that look very familiar. They're saying she has Parkinson's. I don't see the Parkinson's. My grandmother had that.
No,
I don't
either.
However, definitely something. And these rages and these
something.
Moods. Something. That is. She has rages and mood swings.
And her spacing out. That could be like petite mouth eaters. Again, we're smart, educated women who are looking deeper. Now, most people, the mainstream media, will spin that into conspiracy theories. And I said today on Twitter, just because you don't like the facts presented doesn't mean it's a conspiracy theory. It is an intellectualized theory because we don't know facts, so therefore it's a theory. But
well, the
people that can give us the facts are not answering our questions, and the media is ignoring us. They distract us with these baby stories. And I want to go back to what happened with the Second Amendment blow up and everything. First of all, I want to restate, yes, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm not a supporter of behavior like that. So I would be the girl that would say, totally not acceptable, if I thought that it was. I don't support him to the point. I believe that it was a little digital clip of a statement that said by itself, without a future conversation, completely, I get why people think it is what it is. However, I had a very good friend of mine who went to the rally. And this was so interesting to me because I didn't know she was going, and she went, and she had VIP seats. Her friend, a Democrat, she gave her the tickets, and they went. And she says that this, and she tweeted this. I've shared this on Twitter, but the conversation I had with her was great. She said all the speeches prior to Trump were about voting, about getting out there, and if you really care about your Second Amendment rights, because they're very important. It's very important to me. I'm locked and loaded. And I am trained, and I'm going to protect myself and the family. The FBI has told us they can't protect us from lone wolves. They can't. They cannot. Right. And you know what? Pepper spray is not always going to do it. I'm not afraid of my gun. I'm not afraid of using my gun. I'm a responsible gun owner. And you will find by statistics and reports that most NRA members, which I am a member, because people are going to hate me now, all my Democrat friends, that, they are responsible gun owners. We know what we're doing. We're trained, and we take pride in that. And these people are very passionate. When you're passionate about a cause, you're passionate about your representative of that cause. Just like with Bernie supporters, I think the Trump supporters are very similar. Would you not agree? The passion is there. And I respect it.
Tangent for just a tiny little moment. Trump fills stadium. Bernie fills stadium. Now, they've in many
you
ways.
You know what?
Several
what Hillary does instead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying what they have in common.
They do fill stadiums, but they won't show the pictures. And when people thank God for social media, because we really are getting pictures that are real. Right? But sadly, we're also getting Photoshop pictures, and it was proven by many sources that you could tell because people had videos and pictures of the actual Hillary rally, and then you see the Photoshop version.
Yeah.
And they Photoshopped people into that picture. How is that not fraud? Why are people okay with that? If Trump were found to do that, I'd be speaking up so loudly to him about that. I don't understand why, but whomever you support, if you want the country run by integrity, you have to demand it. Our silence is enabling them. And we can't call names. We have to support each other, listen to each other, and have conversations about these issues instead of Hillary supporters just, calling me names and insulting me and saying, have you shared your medical record yet?
I think we have a delay on the phone line, so
I think we do.
So what did he say, and what did he mean? From the person who was there, what did he actually...
From the person that was there, he was talking about getting out and voting. They were all it was a lot of talk about the Second Amendment rights. You should actually have her on your show the next time you have. I tried to get in touch with her. Her name is Brenda, to see if she could come on. Because she was stunned when she got home and saw the media report. And she said when he said that statement, there was no gasp. There was no laughter. People were just listening. They weren't, and then they showed a video. They showed a video of people walking out claiming, where this came from. She said that did not happen. She could see all the doors. And she saw no group of people leaving.
Right.
And so we don't know what's distortion and what isn't. And it's like propaganda. It's like what people must face in China and North Korea. Where is the truth in all of this?
And that's actually why we launched the Citizens Media Brigade. That's why we have people involved in all of these different events, so so that they're live streaming exactly what's happening, unfiltered, unvarnished, raw. You get to decide like you were there instead of looking at the recap that the mainstream media is giving you that may or may not be the truth. So we are actually running out of time. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And
I just want to just quickly encourage people to not get so angry and defensive, but to really go watch the full speech when these things happen. Look a little deeper. Our country is worth it with all of the candidates.
Yes,
I really encourage everybody to do that.
Yes, we absolutely have to. Everybody has to get out there and vote. My original plan was I wanted to give you 4 options. Pick one. All that had no special interest money, all that were legitimately in it for the betterment of the country, all that were going to redline the budget, get rid of the toxic waste, get rid of the redundancy, and give our country back to we the people. So that's still my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Debbie.
I love that plan, especially giving our country back. And you girls rock. Let's do this again.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I love her. She is one
that
of my
great.
Smartest girlfriends. So she's a Trump girl. I mean, she's a diehard Republican. And yes, she is an NRA mm-hmm. member, as am I. I think I was. I think I was I don't know if you have to have annual dues, but I joined when I bought my weapon. So what I want to talk about is can a third party really win?
No.
Nope.
Sorry.
We're not there yet. However, we can get there. We can get there in 2 election cycles, but we have to elect senators, House members, and governors that are third party. We have to give Congress a larger swath of third party. Or,
absolutely.
And this is why I'm saying we vote Bernie-crats, not by party, but by passion. So if they believe in putting we the people first, if they believe in doing what's right for their community, if they are environmentally aware, if they think that, yes, education should probably be free because, you know, it takes an education to make a living, therefore keeping you off the welfare rolls, I would say that's a Republican tenet to cut the number of people that are on welfare.
Yes.
So there are a lot of people that I have met that I have found that fit that model that are not necessarily Democrats. So I say support We the People candidate.
Well, and here's my thing about voting third party for president.
Mm-hmm.
There are,
which I am, by the way,
what, 11, 12 swing states?
Yes.
That are up for grabs.
Right.
If you live in those swing states, go for it. Pick a Republican or Democrat. Pick Hillary or Trump. Get out there. Make your difference. That's great. You live in Nevada with us. Get out there. Vote second party. Do whatever you think is best. If you live in any of the 39 other states that are locked in, blue no matter who, or
red state,
right?
Yeah,
vote third party. People are going to tell you you're wasting your vote. Guess what? If you live in California and you're voting Republican, you're wasting your vote just as much as if you vote third party. Actually, you're wasting it less, I think, if you vote third party, because just voting Republican in a state like California, or just voting Democrat in a state like Texas, just
doesn't help.
It just contributes to the status quo.
Right.
But voting third party signals the second parties. It signals people to look at those third parties more, and maybe next time they get on the stage for a debate. Like,
right.
You're wasting your vote.
We want
less.
Them. We want them on the stage now. I don't care who you're voting for in November. Right now, you are polling third party.
Poll third party.
I don't care if you are a Hillary diehard. You poll third party because it's only fair. We need more conversations in this mix.
And it benefits every single person except for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yes.
It benefits every single person outside
every
of Washington.
Every person in
D.C.
the nation. Okay. So I do want to talk about a couple things. NBC just released a vote, a poll yesterday, and it said, no, I don't want to finish. Okay,
we're back.
So NBC released a poll. It had a really pretty picture. It said Clinton 46, Trump 43. However, right below it was where you vote, right? So you vote for the person. So I voted other. And then I wrote in Gary Johnson, even though I'm a registered Green Party person, because Gary doesn't need the help in Nevada, but that's why I registered Green Party. Just like I was an independent, not registered at all. I registered Democrat so I could caucus for Bernie. So I have a purpose. But so don't look at my registration to determine what I'm thinking. So I said other and then Gary Johnson. And so then it took me to the results. The results were astounding. Shall I share them with you? Because you are going to shit your pants.
I still don't understand really what's going on.
Right. I'm going to tell you. So they said Hillary Clinton had 46% of the vote. She got 17,672 votes for 13% of the vote. Donald Trump.
This is the results breakdown.
This is the results. This is the actual votes that led to them claiming that she was 46 and he was 43. Then Donald Trump got 53,525 for 39% of the vote. Other. I clicked other. I wrote in Gary Johnson. Now there's a whole bunch of others in there. Other got 65,931 for 48% of the vote. Here's what's interesting. Amiri King got 21,918.
Who's that?
And who the heck is that? 16% of the vote beat out Hillary Clinton for third place. So Other got number one.
I know who Misha Collins is.
Trump got number two. Amiri King got number three.
Who's Amiri?
Hillary got number four. So this is on their own website. This is the data that they said was the poll that made their poll. This is the actual results. And instead, they're saying that Trump got 43 and Hillary got 46. Where is that data coming from? I'm looking at their actual poll. And this is with over 100,000 people, almost 150,000.
Amiri King is a comedian.
Well, Amiri King for president is coming in third.
Weird.
Right? Not weird.
Second.
Third.
Well, after Other.
Other. Well, Other is a combination of those people who did not put in Jill Stein or Gary Johnson. And
gotcha.
Because down here, Gary Johnson only got 5,391 and Jill Stein only got 1,446.
Right.
So,
and dysfunctional veterans
got 4,644. You know, so that's not bad. Blank got 1,346.
Misha Collins is an actor from Supernatural.
I love it.
Who I love.
Who's Misha Collins?
Misha Collins is.
That one. Got it. Oh, got it. Okay. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that the media makes pretty pictures and sells you a story.
So did they like
feeds
add in
their
a bunch
narration
of others to get the Hillary Clinton number up to 46 and
I don't
get
know.
Donald Trump up to?
I don't know. So if they did a vote. Like WikiLeaks did the poll that had all four candidates. Another poll, the internal poll from the DNC, and I'm still working sources to get a screenshot to prove it because I know it, but I can't prove it. And I hate not being able to show you a pretty picture that shows they sent out a poll that said, if you're voting today, who are you voting for, right? Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or other, right? So the vast majority of people put other, and they wrote right in Bernie Sanders.
I just figured
right
it out.
Right after the DNC. What?
They omitted these others.
Yeah.
Donald Trump plus Gary Johnson's number equals 43.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton plus all these other numbers equals 46.
Math! And making statistics live for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where was I at? Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
You totally took me off
Sorry.
A tangent. What was my tangent? I had a tangent. I was saying, their internal survey. So then they had to send the survey out again, right? Because they're like, look, we thought after the convention and after, you know, everybody telling you that it was time to unify, that you unify. I cannot even tell you. The tone of this email was like shocked that we were not unifying. And I'm like, what did you think was going to happen when you hired seat fillers, yanked credentials from Bernie supporters, put seat fillers in their seats, took away their signs, locked the doors and wouldn't let them in? I'd say that's kidnapping. What did you expect was going to actually happen for this unity
kidnapping
thing?
Kidnapping would be locking them in.
They did lock them in.
I thought you said they locked them out.
No. So we walked out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Thursday, they locked the doors. So if you were in, you couldn't walk out. They locked the doors. You were locked in no matter what, period, locked in. You did not get out during Hillary's speech. If you had to pee, if you had to shit your pants,
You had to do it right there. You
Seriously?
Were not, yep. You were not allowed
that
out.
That is kidnapping.
That's kidnapping. Mm-hmm. I think that's kidnapping, right?
Yeah, when you keep someone in a place.
Right. Where's the fire marshal? Not at the doors, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, how'd they get the fire marshal to sign off on locking everybody in?
He probably didn't.
Right, probably didn't. However, they were going around and taking people's signs and saying, if you do anything to disgrace the DNC or you misbehave at all, we're yanking your credential and giving you to the Secret Service to be arrested. So, yeah, that was on video.
What?
Yeah. And the main
media
ignores it completely.
How did I miss that one? That was on video? That
was
said,
part of our,
if you disgrace the DNC.
Well, they didn't say it, that in that. That was what it meant. The sentence that they used was more innocuous than that. But it was like behavioral. That was literally, so people put tape over their mouths.
Right. I saw that.
And then,
if
you're going to put tape over
backlash,
your mouth, don't
say anything. Well, and then the backlash was, tape over the mouth is a symbol of people that are actually oppressed. So a bunch of white Bernie supporters putting tape over their mouth is really insulting
to
people that are actually oppressed.
Right. Because, you know.
That's my voice.
The 13 million people who voted for Bernie, no, they're not really, they're all like privileged white people who can afford to not unify. Right?
Right.
Right? Yeah, crazy. So if you go to the page and you look down, you'll see the pretty little graphic that NBC put out, and then you'll see the actual numbers. I'm not kidding. This is actual. I should have done a video screen grab of the video. Here's this. Here's where it says vote. I clicked vote.
I'm brown. I'll do it. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I love it. Because apparently we need more than blonde.
Apparently it doesn't give us.
Yeah. We have no
cred enough to have an opinion.
Or a brain.
Right.
Right.
Though if you are of a minority race,
yeah,
then they tell you that you have to vote for a minority race because identity politics tells you you're not allowed to think for yourself either.
Right. So, but we don't have a minority race running.
No, but we have a woman running.
We have two women running.
Well, yes, but.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No,
but
we have two women
running.
But
that's the identity politics thing, too, is that...
But do you want one
woman,
who's got a body count?
A woman.
I mean, so we had John Ash.
I want a woman for president.
We had John Ash.
That woman for president.
The day before he's supposed to testify.
Against Hillary.
Against Hillary and the Clinton Foundation.
Died.
Dropped a barbell on his neck, and he died. That was, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
And then the lawyer who served... Hold on. Who's the lawyer who served... The DNC, the lawsuit, lawyer.
Wait, what?
Served. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Hold on. Served Clinton and Bush. Sorry, DNC lawsuit. Lawyer served DNC lawsuit. He was found by his girlfriend, the young guy. Here we go. Sanders supporters stunned by sudden death of 38-year-old Sean Lucas, who served the lawsuit on the DNC. This was 2 days ago that we reported this. It's another mysterious death. This is only a week ago or so. This was a problem, okay? So Sean Lucas died. Now, keep in mind that he died mysteriously in his bathroom of quote-unquote natural causes.
What?
How does a 38-year-old die of natural causes?
Of unidentified natural causes.
Right. Okay, and then we've got Seth Rich, and he was gunned down in Washington, D.C. He was a WikiLeaks informant. So he was a source. I told you before, I don't know if he was an originating source or a verifying source, but he's absolutely a source based on all the body language that we have looked at of Julian trying not to talk about it. He is definitely a source. So here's the issue. You have three people who could take Hillary down, die in less than 2 months. Why does nobody think about the body count?
The guy who served the papers, how could he take Hillary down?
Because he was the lawyer representing the DNC lawsuit for fraud. So he is from, hold on. A happy, exuberant process server, 38-year-old Sean Lucas from One Source
Process.
He's just
a process server.
Right. What happens when they say they weren't served?
Do you think they'll say that?
I don't know. I think it's on video that he served her. He did the video of service of process saying he was excited and thrilled to be the process server in the lawsuit. No mainstream wire service has mentioned his death, right? And this is ridiculous, right? Also implicated in the emails leaked by WikiLeaks is law partner Mike Elias of the politically connected legal powerhouse Perkins Coie. So basically this lawsuit was filed prior to, or was written prior to the DNC leaks, but the DNC leaks established a huge chain of information and evidence that not only supported that exactly what they claimed had happened, it proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt. So summary judgment wasn't going to work. So normally they would just go to summary judgment and go, they're never going to win it, so just throw it out. No, they are definitely, they are on to something. So, you know, this is another one with Beck and Lee, I believe, are the ones who are serving this. But yeah, this is just crazy. So he served the Democratic National Committee and Debbie Wasserman on July 1st. And he died
August 2nd.
He just died. Okay. Just died. And then Seth Rich died. When did Seth Rich die? Hang on. But are you seeing a pattern here?
Like, he told his girlfriend he would call her back, which tells me Seth recognized his killer. If it was a random robbery, like they're trying to make it sound, he would have told his girlfriend to call 911.
Right.
He was on the phone with his girlfriend when he was shot, or just before he was shot, and he told her he'd call her back.
Right.
Hmm.
In Northwest D.C., as he walked home early Sunday in the Bloomingdale neighborhood of Northwest Washington, D.C., shot multiple times. He was on his way to meet the FBI.
Is that confirmed?
No. It's suspected, heavily suspected. So it's now WikiLeaks is offering a reward of $20,000 leading to finding the killer because he was murdered. This was not a robbery. This was a
Nothing was taken, right?
Nothing was taken. And if he's on the phone with his girlfriend
and goes, hey, babe, I'll call you back.
Right. Chill. Right? Right. So they
The family of Seth Rich have asked the conspiracy theorists to stop making baseless speculations.
Which is interesting because I think the family doesn't understand exactly what was going on. How would they know?
Right.
Right? I think he would know.
Yeah, Noah. Sorry, I'm picking. that's what I was thinking too. I have to wonder what's the point of killing a processor after he's already served the papers. I was wondering that too.
I think that it's likely that what happened was they're going to challenge the process of service.
A bunch of comments have said that they're already claiming illegal service,
right.
And they're already challenging.
Yes,
on
the basis of service, right?
Hmm.
Right. I literally had a judge when I presented it and said, he was not here at the time that she claimed that he had service. She has never been to his place. His job owner has the record of him working that day five cities away. Here's the payment. Here's this. He was not there. And the judge goes, well, he knew about it, so that's good enough. So if they do that in family law to fathers, they should do that to the DNC and say, well, you knew about the lawsuit.
Clearly
you know about the lawsuit. You have it in your hot little hands. Therefore, consider it served. And yes, the FBI raid the other day was not on a Hillary campaign office. It was on, who was it on? Hold on, campaign office. The FBI raided FBI campaign IGN office raid. See, gets there faster. Clinton supporters office. So that was it. It was inside Union Hall. That's what it was. It was Union Hall in Philadelphia. So this was the Union office. This was the Hillary Clinton campaign offices inside the Union Hall of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Philadelphia on Sunday. They served search warrants at several locations throughout Philadelphia, but no one would say what the search warrants sought. Somebody must know that. Updated, you should see how many boxes of stuff they took out. Unbelievable. Oh, speaking of which, I'm having this massive argument with somebody about campaign fraud and election fraud and voter tampering and throwing out votes. So somebody please find me the video of the campaign worker or the poll worker in California. I want to say Orange County-ish, Southern California-ish, who said that at her poll station, they threw away the provisional votes. Because I saw that and I cannot find it anywhere. So they're saying that all of the votes were counted. Hillary won by 300,000. I'm like, not possible. Especially not in Alameda County. There is no way when Alameda County is 80% Bernie that his people did not show
up. Yeah.
There's no way that
they
didn't show up.
Well, what were the exit polls in Alameda County?
80% plus
Bernie.
Bernie. Yeah. And all of the hand counted ones afterwards were like 85% Bernie. So they're saying, no, no, she won. She legitimately won. I go, no. And then in Nevada, I just went to go look for my vote. We caucus here. But when I went to go look at my vote, my electronic vote's not counted. All my other electronic votes are counted. They're right there. I can see every place I voted, every time I voted. Nope, vote's not there. And I voted electronically. Yes. And I'm like, I'm on somebody's shit list. Seriously.
And electronic votes are a lot easier to manipulate.
Yes. It may have something to do with the electrical work performed by IBEW. They may have padded the payments in exchange for support. Interesting. Hmm. You mean for the DNC?
Possibly. For Hillary campaign.
So that is one of the things. You
Which
know,
is basically the same
in
thing.
In Nevada, Harry Reid organized and made a deal to have the casino workers get paid for a full day to go and caucus for Hillary, which is why she won the first round of caucus. But when it came to county, they didn't pay them to come to county, so they didn't come. So that's how we flipped it back to Bernie. And then when it came time to do the state, which you all remember because I met most of you then, that was why when it went all to hell in a handbasket because they did it on graduation day, which most of the campaign supporters for Bernie.
It wasn't originally planned on graduation weekend, but
no,
they moved it.
They moved it after it flipped back to Bernie after county.
Yeah, that's right. They moved it really soon because in March it said it was going to be May 7th and 8th. And by May, it was May 14th and 15th.
Right. And that's a problem. So let's see. It was related to the PLA with the DNC.
The PLA. Wait.
Adam? It was related to the PLA with the DNC.
The PLA.
What's the PLA? Yeah, Lisa Smith. Yes, it was on Citizens Media page. I remember that. They had to move it to win. The PLA with the DNC. So confused. There's so many things going on all at once. How does one campaign keep track of all the shit it has to suppress at once, right? Kate Kelly Schrodes, yes, it is hard to wait for karma and be patient. I wholeheartedly believe in karma. I know karma will serve. Karma will have our backs. Karma will show up. Just gotta figure out when. Okay, the IBEW was going to strike during the DNC. The DNC offered the IBEW all the work for the convention. They were going to strike during the convention and they bribed them not to. Talk about optics. Oh my goodness. All votes need to be on paper and we all scan it into a machine before we leave the poll so we know our vote is properly counted. And every place should have the same system, the voting.
Every place should have the same system.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do they not all have the same system?
No, some places do electronic voting and some places do paper ballots. That's what Rick is talking about, is that the exit polls at all the places where the exit polls were super, super,
tight,
fucked up. No.
Oh,
no.
We're electronic.
Because it's a lot easier to screw with electronic voting.
Right. Well.
Hello, scandal.
There's a lot of scandal.
No, I mean scandal. They show on scandal how those electronic voting machines can get rigged.
So who's got the chip?
Right.
It's only 100 lines of code.
Yeah. I need the chip. Sorry.
WikiLeaks should pay for a chip. Offer a bounty for a chip. Who can get a chip?
think WikiLeaks, if they really, if Assange really wants to go after Hillary, I think he's not being aggressive enough.
So here's my plan. Everybody volunteer to be poll workers. On eBay, you can get a Citron card reader.
Citron. It's not
Citron.
No, that's
you said Citron.
Yes, that's the scandal thing.
Whatever.
I'm going with the joke.
Whatever it's called, you can get a card reader. Okay?
Yes.
So then you go and you dupe all of the cards at all of the poll electronic polling things.
Probably illegal.
But that's how we check. You're not altering it, you're just duping it.
Mm. Right?
It's for audit purposes.
And then you too can get shot in the sidewalk.
Oh man. I don't want anybody to get shot. I don't want anybody to get shot. Okay. I'm like, how can we audit? How can we, the people, have an audit trail? That's what I'm not asking anybody to break the law. Do not ever break the law. You know, I'm the one who, I spent a night in jail. I do not recommend it.
You don't want to break the law? You know, I don't agree with never breaking the law.
I jaywalk. I break the law.
Sometimes the law's wrong.
Yes. Change the law. I do believe in civil disobedience. You know what was awesome about Philadelphia was they changed the penalty for civil disobedience to just a ticket, so they didn't have to arrest people. Like if you're blocking a highway or you're whatever, they just handed out tickets. So they only ever arrested 11 people, and those people all jumped the gate or breached
right.
the gate.
Which
so they went into a restricted area. They violated federal law. Like they deserve to get arrested. They knew what they were doing was going to get them arrested, and they did. So, but that was it. So that's not bad. I'm telling you, the Philly police did a good job. They really did a good job. The protesters did a great job. Absolutely a great job. Thank you for being so kumbaya, because it was great. So let's see. I think, are we done?
I think we're done.
Getting shot is so 1960s. Noah?
True.
It's true. So everybody have a great day. Don't get yourself shot.
We're glad to be back.
We're totally glad to be back.
And we will come up with a new regular time so you can know when to tune in and see us. And I will come up with a new regular time to do Shit You Should Know and
awesome.
Figure out when those are going to be coming back to you.
Yay! Okay, we love you. So you can finish there and I'll finish
all right.
Here. Bye.
Like, share.
Love us.
Love us.